Well, we have some good news and we have some challenging news. But isn't that like every day for the last 4 months? Today's no different. Today is Wednesday. It's July 15th. This is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Good morning. Hard to believe we're halfway through July. The news that you need to know today. First, NBC Universal officially launches its streaming service, Peacock. And for the sports fans out there, NBC Sports is celebrating its day and the launch of Peacock by airing all four of today's Premier League matches exclusively on Peacock. First, some good news. We've been watching the coronavirus cases in Florida. Well, MLS recorded zero new positive cases Sunday and Monday in testing around its MLS's back tournament. That comes as the tournament enters its second week of play starting today. That is very good news for that league and the continuation of that tournament. Some grimmer news came yesterday when Philadelphia officials said that no fans will be in the stands for Eagles and Phillies games in 2020, citing safety concerns amid the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, in Foxborough, Gillette Stadium announced they will only host 20% of its total capacity. The team issued that memo on Tuesday. Gillette Stadium can hold about 65,000-66,000, which means no more than 13,000 fans will be permitted on game days if they are allowed at all. Now let's shift to the NFL and NFLPA talks. There are no further conversations between the two sides scheduled for today on Wednesday. The two sides spent Monday and Tuesday talking about a return to work scenario. They continue to negotiate conditions. ESPN is reporting that players are requesting financial support in case they decide to sit out the season. This is not surprising. The players are looking for an opt-out clause for at-risk players that they would receive their salaries, an opt-out clause for players with at-risk families, an opt-out clause for players who leave the team after reporting, and even up to a $250,000 guarantee to all players if they show up at camp and then the season is shut down. So players also want no salary cap in escrow and no reduction of the 2021 salary cap despite major projected losses. We'll have to see where these two sides meet somehow in the middle. Again, no conversations are expected today. I had heard earlier in the week that they had hoped to have an agreement by the end of this week to make sure the training camp start on time. That's looking more and more unlikely. Let's shift to NASCAR because it always seems that something new is related to that sport. And they hold their all-star race tonight at Bristol Motor Speedway. Can you guess how many fans they are expecting for that race tonight? How about between 20 and 30,000 fans are expected? That will be the biggest sports crowd in the country since the coronavirus pandemic hit starting in March. So that's, of course, the All-Star Race was shifted from Charlotte to Bristol Motor Speedway. There'll be physical distancing spectators in the stands. Fans are required to wear masks at most areas of the track, except for when they are at their seats. Shifting to college sports, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, he said the conference will continue to assess COVID developments before making a call on the fall sports season. We've seen some conferences, Pac-12, Big 10, make decisions while the Big 12 is waiting. Bowlsby said late yesterday it's too early to be making some major decisions. Meanwhile, if you didn't listen to it last night and our SBJ College newsletter, Michael Smith had a great interview and podcast with Paul Feinbaum. And Feinbaum walks through a little bit of the thinking of all the commissioners, and he said that while there was some concern that the SEC and Greg Sankey might be going about this by themselves and being isolated, Feinbaum does not believe that. He feels that Sankey's being very collaborative, being as collaborative as possible with the other commissioners, very diplomatic. But he said his last few conversations with Greg Sankey on air, as we've noted on the Buzzcast, have been very, very solemn and serious. Most people would consider the decision by Sankey and the SEC on the future of its fall schedule perhaps the most important in all of college sports. Meanwhile, we talked yesterday on the tough times facing the Texas Rangers ownership. We talked about how they can't open Globe Life Field with the fanfare that they had hoped. Well, yesterday they furloughed 12% of their employees, a total that came to just under 60 workers. That's across baseball, it's across business, and including operations. So the Rangers' tough season continues with furloughing 12% of their employees. We are sorry to hear that. Let's end with some good news. So I'm personally thankful for the speedy recovery of people who tested positive for coronavirus and COVID-19 over the last couple weeks. First, if you read in Michael Smith's newsletter last night, we're happy that Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland, who tested positive, said he had mild symptoms, now feels much better, and that his family is fine. So that's very good news. In Charlotte, a friend of mine, Swim Across America CEO Rob Butcher, no stranger to the sports business, had 13 days of fever, body ache, and fatigue, and now he is on day 3 of no fever, no body ache, and no fatigue. So I feel better that those two individuals who I have a lot of respect for are feeling better as well. So a lesson, keep healthy, keep safe, stay smart, be good to each other. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Wednesday. It's July 15th. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's have a great day, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.